بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن فضالة بن عبيد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, studying this chapter of jihad, the importance and virtues of it, Hazrat Fadala ibn Ubaid radiyallahu anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kullu mayyitin yukhtamu ala amalihi. Every person who dies, then his a'mal nama has been closed, it has been sealed. Now no more good deeds will be added, no more bad deeds will be added, his life has come to an end. Illa al-murabit fi sabilillah. However, a murabit, a person who looks after the Islamic country's borders, protects it that no enemy must attack from there, that person who is in the path of Allah, فَإِنَّهُ يُنَمَّ لَهُ عَمَلُهُ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. For him, his record of deeds are not closed, but all his good deeds he was doing on a daily basis, they keep on being written in his account. Till the day of Qiyamah, continuously his sawab still carries on, though now he has passed away and he is not doing those deeds. So the looking after the Islamic borders, the laws of Islam, and protecting the deen of Islam is such a great ibadat that the rewards will carry on forever and ever. وَيُؤَمَّنُ فِتْنَةَ الْقَبْرِ. And he is given protection from the trials and tribulations of the qabr. Munkar and Nakir don't even go and question him. He is left alone in great enjoyment and pleasure, and his sawabs increase. There are no difficulties, no hardships for him in the qabr. وعن عثمان رضي الله عنه قال, حضرت عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه says, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, I heard رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, رباط يوم في سبيل الله خير من ألف يوم فيما سواه من المنازل. That one day of doing ribat, looking after the Islamic country's borders, is more better than 1,000 days besides that in the stages by Allah Ta'ala. That means in 1,000 days, which is roughly 3 years ibadat which a person can do, he cannot acquire that amount of riwayah or sawab, what he will acquire by one day making ribat, looking after the Islamic borders, looking after the Islamic country. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال, حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, تضمن الله لمن خرج في سبيله. Allah Ta'ala takes responsibility, Allah guarantees for that person who goes out in the path of Allah for jihad, لَا يُخْرِجُهُ إِلَّا جِهَادٌ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. And he's only going out with his niyat of jihad, not for name and fame, not to acquire the booty of war, etc., but for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. وَإِيمَانٌ بِي. And he has got proper iman on me, on Allah Ta'ala. وَتَصْدِيقٌ بِرُسُلِي. And he believes and he testifies to the truthfulness of all the Rasuls, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. فَهُوَ ذَامِنٌ. He is a person whom I have given a guarantee. أَنْ أُدْخِلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. That I will enter him into Jannah. That person who goes with the sincerity in jihad, Allah Ta'ala declares that now it is my guarantee and my responsibility that I enter him into Jannah. أَوْ أُرْجِعَهُ إِلَىٰ مَنْزِلِهِ أَلَّذِي خَرَجَ مِنْهُ. Or that I return him to his house from where he had left. That is, if he doesn't become a shaheed and he returns back to his family, then what is my reward for that person? بِمَا نَالَ مِنْ أَجْرٍ أَوْ غَنِيمَةٍ. And then all the reward that he had acquired, the reward of jihad, he will acquire that. Or the booty and spoils of war, he will acquire. And then this hadith is a bit lengthy, it carries on with other aspects also. So in these riwayat we see the great rewards of ribat, that is to look after the Islamic borders so that inside the country, Muslims can live peacefully and practice their deen properly, peacefully. This is a very great aspect of our deen also. And as we can see, these are the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we should not confuse ourselves, like we are continuously hearing virtues from our elders, from our buzurgs, etc., and we don't hear these virtues which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and we change the values of jihad. That should not be the case. Islam cannot be changed by anyone, and what the values of Islam are will remain till the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana.